All right, so Steve, you've been trending, you know, but nothing too serious, nothing too bad right now. It stemmed from your appearance on the Black Comedy in America docuseries when you sat down with your fellow Kings of Comedy, D.L. Hughley and Cedric the Entertainer, and you addressed rumors that you were beefing with the late, great Bernie Mac. Bernie, of course, died 16 years ago from sarcoidosis. When talking about the so-called beef, I love, love, love that you said Bernie was a man's man from the south side of Chicago, so there was no way to mistreat him. So I got to ask you, do you feel like it was time to set the record straight on this subject once and for all?
Well, I mean, you know, look, over the years, you know, it's a lot of stuff been said about me falsely. A lot of stuff about me and Bernie's relationship. And me and the Kings, we've all talked about it. And we go, damn, dog, where they getting this stuff from, man? You know, the only beef we ever had between us was let's do your time. That was all we ever talked about. The Kings was a well-oiled machine. And I just felt like, you know, and it's unfair in this brother's demise that he's not here. And people constantly talking about that. And it don't make no sense to me. And so I just felt like, you know, we were talking there, and Chris Spencer did a great job with the special and just some of his questions. And so it was just a time I was sitting there with the two Kings. See, when you're sitting there with the other dudes, it's kind of hard to lie when everybody right there.
Yeah, because they know they were there. Yeah.
For the whole time. So I just felt like then was a good time, you know, to clear the air. Here's something I've never told anybody. But the day Bernie passed was the early 2:30 in the morning of the Bud Billiken parade. I was in Chicago to do the Bud Billiken parade as the host. That afternoon, I was going to the hospital to see Bernie. Al Sharpton came down to have breakfast at the Peninsula Hotel and said, hey, man, what's going on? I said, I'm going to do the Bud Billiken. And then afterwards, I'm going to the hospital to visit Bernie. He said, you ain't heard? He said, Bernie passed this morning at 2:30 a.m. That's how I found out.
Wow.
Then I had to call Sayed. And he said, called DL.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's how it happened. So, you know, man, for people to not know all of it.
Yeah, the whole
story. It's just how people run with stuff, you know, and they want to get clicks, likes, and they just want to keep mess going. I don't even know. You know, man, I don't know what's happened to us as a culture, but we used to cheer for each other.
Oh, yeah.
I actually remember when black people cheered for one another. That we were excited to see a couple married and stay married and be happy for their family. I remember that.
Rooting for them, huh?
Yeah. Something has happened now, man, in this very sick culture that we're in, where we're not cheering for each other anymore. We always try to find a way to tear one another down. And I'm just not going to be a part of that, man. I'm just not going to join in with that. Because, I mean, look, man. You know, man, it serves you no good. Like this one, I don't want to get into that, but this one guy that then set up and took a bunch of my words from other interviews and put them together like he's interviewing me on his podcast. And he's taking clips of the morning show and interviews, like he's asking me questions. He's interjected the answer he wants to fit the question. And first of all, why would I be on his podcast? This nobody ass dude. Because if I want to say something, look what I have. I have a real platform.
Your own platform, yeah.
So anything I really want to say, I have an opportunity to say it. For this dude to spend all that time, put these words together, I said in different interviews, like he was interviewing me, and it's all destructive towards my family. See, now when I find his ass, then.
Okay.
All
right.
What could I just ask you this? Since when did you start having beef and showing up and speaking at people's funerals? When did you start doing that?
I don't know. And Bernie's wife had us there.
Yeah.
If it was so bad, you got to beef. You speaking at the funeral.
Bro, I'll tell you something else. Bernie's wife, Rolanda, and I, they are in the process of doing a documentary on Bernie's life.
Okay.
I'm the co-executive producer of it, as requested by Rolanda.
Wow. Now, that should answer a lot of questions right there.
People be talking, man, and they don't even know the real deal. They just be talking, man, and it's sad. And I hate it. And, you know, I've tried to never address it because Bernie's gone. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just leave it alone. But people keep on.
Yeah.
And it's just, like I said, it's just sad, man, that we don't cheer for each other the way we should. You know, like I'm cheering for Mike Epps. I'm cheering for Kevin Hart. I'm cheering for Dave Chappelle. I cheer for Chris Rock. I'm cheering for Earthquake. I think one of the funniest cats out there right now, man, is that damn Dion Cole. Dion Cole's comedy, man, is so spot on. You know, I mean, dog, I cheer for these cats. So, man, that's the lane I'm in. That's the lane I'm going to stay in. I'm not going to be up in here, man. And if you see somebody who is not cheering for their brother, you got to question that person.
Yeah.
You got to go, man, what is the motivation behind that? Because if you ain't cheering for them, what you hating on them for? Could it be because you are jealous or envious of the position they in?
Yeah.
And I'm just not that way, man.
I'm just glad you got a chance to finally put it to rest, hopefully, and address it.
But I tell you what was great. Bernie, when it came to the Kings, Bernie was rough, man. Bernie was rough boy on that stage. We all pulled up a chair to watch Bernie Mac. Because we said, what he going to say tonight? Because that boy right there was never the same twice.
Yeah, again, thank you for addressing that, Steve.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.